Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 35, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, by the side of the jury, and neither did anybody within my knowledge ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court. That if any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or held any conversation with any juror, the same was not in my presence. No man ever grabbed me by the hand at the place referred to by W.P. Neal in his affidavit, nor did I see or hear or know anything about any man grabbing any member of the jury by the hand or saying anything to any juror or attempting to say anything to any juror. And within my knowledge, there was no communication at any time or place or in any shape, manner, or form with any juror, with any party on the outside. All communications had by the jury with outsiders, so far as I know, were through the bailiffs, and said communications were authorized by the court and known to counsel on both sides of the case. That so far as I am personally concerned, and so far as I know as to each and every juror on the case, they were influenced solely and alone by the evidence and the charge as given by the court, and were not influenced in any wise, in any way, manner, shape, or form, by anything from the outside, but the verdict was rendered, so far as I am concerned, and as to the other jurors, so far as their deportment shows, I believe was rendered from an honest opinion based on the law and evidence of the case. D. Townsend makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that I was a juror on the Frank case. I did not know personally either A. H. Hensley or M. Johenning, who were also jurors trying this case, until after we were sworn in said jury. I had occasion to, and do know of the conduct of these two men on the jury. At no time did either of them express themselves in a way to indicate that they were in the least bit prejudiced or biased. But each of these men, as did each and every other member of the jury, deported themselves as honest, upright, prudent, and impartial jurors, nor did either the said A. H. Hensley or the said M. J. Johenning believe that Frank was guilty until after the entire case had.